I apologize. I don't have the right Mishnah with me, so I'm going to have to share it on the screen. So hopefully we'll be able to figure this out. We won't have to get too close. Okay. Oops. One second. See how we share here.
Shalom aleichem.
Okay. All right. Do you guys see me?
No, we see your Mr. Guru.
Okay. All right. I have to share the screen because I thought I didn't bring out the new volume with me, and so I don't have today's Mishabura with me. Okay. Let's get started over here. So yesterday we started. It
We
was a
see
little bit
the
of. Okay. You also see the Mishabura.
Right.
All right. So. Yesterday we started with a little bit of an introduction to Hatmana, and now we will start with Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, and here we're going to start getting into this topic of Hatmana on Shabbos. So if you haven't yet listened to yesterday, the end of yesterday's share, it's kedai to listen to it to have a little bit of an introduction of what Hatmana is. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Ain't time to Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Atman on Shabbos. Afilu bedava she'ena mice of hevel. Even if something that is not mice of hevel. So as we explained, I have a pot that was on the fire. I want to take it off the fire. I want to go over to my neighbor, and I want it to stay warm. So I'm going to take my pot. I'm going to wrap it up in towels. That's a dava she'ena mice of hevel. It doesn't add any heat. However, on Shabbos itself, I am not allowed to go ahead and do Hatmana in such a fashion. Aval, Suffik, if it's not yet not for sure Shabbos, it's even Suffik, even if it's questionable if it's Shabbos or not. Time and by up until that point, you could still do that mana. So if you want to do Atmana and Dava She'ena Ma'aser Hevel before Shabbos, even as late as Safek Hashecha, you can. So I'm not leaving the fire on and I cook the food up and I heated it up and I want something to stay hot and I wrap it up in a towel prior to Shabbos, Dava, that's not Ma'aser Hevel, I'm allowed to. Once Shabbos comes in, I am not allowed to do that. Let's see the Mishabura on this. Ain't time. The food was cooked already. Right, you want to wrap it up or hide it. But davashiyishmachumai, that's something that will make it retain his heat. Kigoin, the karim, pillows, ksasai, pillows and blankets. But asru lasses came to Shabbos. Chachamim said you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why? The timer, the shema yimtzes, because now we clearly you wanted to keep your pot hot. Problem is, you come and you unwrap it, and you might discover that it's cold. But you're at ticha, now you're going to want to warm it up. The chayiv b'shem mevashel, which would be an issa of mevashel. So therefore, we said that on Shabbos, don't go ahead and do any atmana. Even according to the shita that holds that there wouldn't even be a problem of bishul. So really, it's gzeira to gzeira according to that, right? Because you even if you warm it up, it's not a problem because there's no bishul. And over here, so he's saying is don't wrap it because you might come to do something else. Because I might go ahead and put it on the fire. Now, if you hold that there's no bishul, that itself wasn't a problem. However, we're concerned not that you're going to go ahead and cook it. We're concerned that you're going to stoke the coals, and that is an issa d'oraisa. So therefore, that is the gzeira d'rabbanan. Mechaber said, then you're still allowed to do it. Ayin l'kamen b'simin reish samach aleph, sif aleph, b'agoa mashik savnisham. We'll get there shortly, and we'll see what it says over there. Toimin and bay, so then before Shabbos, you're allowed to do the atmana in something that's not mice of hevel. The stam kedera is bein hashmashas reis chesein. But like lemigzagzera now, since at that point most pots are just coming off the fire, they're hot. The chachamim did not feel that you had a need to go ahead and make this gezera. Okay. Let's see the next. Go back to the Mechaber over here. However, ve'ein time the bedava moisav hevel ba'fila ma'idyayim. If you want to do hatmana in something that is moisav hevel, and it's there, you're not allowed to do it even before Shabbos. Now, a little bit later in this siman, we're going to discuss what is called moisav hevel. But we said, as we mentioned yesterday, most of those cases are not applicable b'zman hazeh, because it's not something that we generally do. But we do have some practical cases. If you want to take a pot that's going to be on the blech, so now heat is being added, and wrap it up, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Well, we mentioned you want to wrap your hot water warmer or your crock pot that has a heating element, and over there you want to wrap it up, that would be a problem with hatmana. Next week, we'll talk a little bit about whether or not these crockpots have a problem with hatmana or not. We'll try to touch upon that as well. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here first before we go further. Bedavar hamaisav hevel haynu letzarech Shabbos. That the Mechaber said that I am not allowed to do hatman in something that is maisav hevel, that is assuming that I want that food for Shabbos. Abel letzarech matzah Shabbos. What happens if I want to do hatmana in something that's maisav hevel, but I have no intention of eating that food until after Shabbos? Muchach misimin tafresh tes v'haga sham the aim at minim b'chol gavna. There, you cannot do it in any case. Kain kasef hamagen avram, not in something that's maisav hevel, okay, and not in something that's not maisav hevel. Kain kasef hamagen avram. Ach tam al ze. However, they question this. Umasik the rak chumri hu shenahagu kain v'loy medina. The lamaisa api alacha. That if I want to do atmana for something I'm not going to use until matzah Shabbos, it's totally fine, I can do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I hold you can zichah do this for Matzah Shabbos. There isn't even a minig to be machmer. So if you're doing that mana, you're wrapping something up in a davar shemaisav hevel, and it's not going to be used until after Shabbos, there it is fine. Hamaisav hevel. Why do we have more? Why are we more chumradik in something that's maisav hevel than we are with something that's not maisav hevel? We're going to see shortly what was back then. What was maisav hevel? You put it in. You wrapped it up in some sort of element that retains heat, and then that would and that would keep the pot even regular hotter, or maybe even add warmth to the pot versus just a towel that's not maisav hevel. So what were they concerned about? One of the ways to do this is you take ashes or sand, right? And you wrap it in these ashes. In other words, you bury the pot in the ashes. Okay. Now the problem is, and that's something that retains heat very well, and the heat from the pot transfers into the ashes, and that creates more heat for the pot. However, the concern was you might end up using ashes that still have coals that are burning in there. Okay, and because of that, you're going to be mechata those coals, and therefore you'll be over mavra on Shabbos. And that's why, when it comes to being hatmana in something that's maisav hevel, it is more chamedik. You're not allowed to do that even if you're doing that before Shabbos. You did it early in the day. It's also to do that. If you don't remove it before Shabbos. Okay. Let's go back to the Mechaber. The im hitman, what happens if you did do it? Bedavah maisav hevel. So we just learned that when something that's a davah maisav hevel, you're not allowed to do it. What happens if you a hitman, a tafshel, asa, filu b'di'evid? You're not allowed to eat this food on Shabbos, as we had many times, that you are not allowed to have any anar from something that was asa, and since you went ahead and you were over on the gezerah derabanan, you now don't have enough from it, and therefore you cannot eat the food. However, it has to be, and we've had this concept a number of times. I was over the iser if I did hatmana b'davah ha'mayis of hevel, but if I eat the food, When is it usur if I'm actually having some hana from the issa that I did? If lamaisa there was no benefit, then I'm allowed to eat the food. So he says over here, when is the food become usur? Is that the food was cold and now it became warm? Oh, you're having hana from something that you weren't allowed to do. You can't eat it on Shabbos. Oishin it stomach v'yafala, but or. It the food improved because of this hadmana. Since the food improved because of this hadmana that you weren't allowed to do, by eating it, you'd be having hanav from the fact that you are over an issa the rabbanon, and therefore, same rule holds by everything else. You cannot use this food on Shabbos. What happens if it just retained its heat? It didn't add any heat. So then, although you weren't allowed to do it, but any hana that you have, you're not having hana from the fact that you did it because it didn't add any heat to it. So therefore, says the Mechaber, that it is mutter. That's the Mechaber Shita. So let's see the Mishaburah. That the Eved, if I did it, and it's not mitzdamik v'yofel, then I can eat the food. If it is, then I can't eat the food. Abel chatchil asa fill mitzdamik v'aloi. Even if it's going to be bad, the extra heat for the food, the Chum made a gzera. No atmana, that's ma'isav hevel. K'moshe kasa b'siv zayin, as we'll see more in siv zayin. But oymen v'chami musa, it just retained the heat, it didn't add it, tatam, the loyahani masiklal, you didn't benefit, because I'm going to run. Duhu adin ha-matman b'shabbos b'dava she'ena moisav hevel. If somebody went ahead on Shabbos, and he took his pot and he wrapped it in a towel, right? Hatmana, that's not moisav hevel, on Shabbos, we said you're not allowed to do it, okay? The shari b'di'evet, afagav daf si'suri, says now over here, think about it, it's not a moisav hevel. So it could not, all it could have done at the most was help it retain some heat. It could not have added any heat. So be'etzem, do I have any anah in the food? There's no actual anah that's noticed in the food, and therefore, but the yeved, you're allowed to eat it. Of course, you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, you'd be allowed to eat it. All it did, at the most, they could have done is retain the heat or make it not lose the heat as fast. Okay? So that's the Mechaber, that's where we are so far. You're not allowed to do atmana in Davish Eina Maisav Hevel on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, Davish Eina Maisav Hevel, you could do atmana. Davish Eina Maisav Hevel, you can't do even if you're doing it before Shabbos. If you did do it, okay, you weren't allowed to. But if you did do it, so if you did on Shabbos, Davish Eina Maisav Hevel, but the Eved, you can eat the food, even though you weren't allowed to do it. If you did it, Davish Eina Maisav Hevel on Shabbos, and then it depends. If there's a benefit in the food, meaning it got hotter or it got better, then you're not allowed to eat the food. If there was no benefit to the food, all it did was retain the heat and the food doesn't taste any better, then you are allowed to go ahead and eat the food. Says the Rama, yes, Imran. That if you went ahead and you were matmin and davish ha-maisav hevel, b'shoigig, okay, you didn't do it intentionally, there are those who hold that you're allowed to be eaten. Now, the Mechaber said that if it benefited the food, then you can't, even if you did it b'shoigig. The Rama now brings another shita, that if you did it b'shoigig, then you are allowed to eat the food. Let's see the Meshavur on this. Shari lechel, tama yeshayimrim hu, what's the reason? The sviril hu, that mana shava bezel shia. It's a little bit similar to leaving it on the fire. The pasuk hamechabala el besimin reishon and gimel sif aleph im shachach v'shah afilat tafshel shemet stamik v'yafala mutalecha. That there the mechaber said that although you weren't allowed to do the shia, but if you went ahead and you did it by mistake, you were allowed to eat. So that sheet is the same sheet over here that holds that the hatmana that moisav hevel is no worse than shia than leaving it on the fire, and just like over there that shita holds you can eat it, so too over here they hold that you can eat it. Vehine. However, das hamagen avram v'tazva agro da mechaber sfir lo da filo b'shoigig also lech lamatzah Shabbos, that even if you did it unintentionally, unlike this yeshayimrim, you're not allowed to eat it until after Shabbos. Ulekach sasam adavet, he doesn't make this differentiation. Imikol makom nira demkoy matzorich, that if there's a great need, yesh lismoichal dasa yeshayimrim hazeh, you can rely on this yeshayimrim. Shahar achroinim itstadim kem, because there are many achroinim that agree with this yeshayimrim. Ubefrat imhoyon nispashal kol tzorich, and certainly if it was talking about something that was completely cooked. The balav hakri yesh makila and lekamim b'siv zayin bagaz, we'll see shortly in siv zayin. Okay, nein lahachman b'zeh le'inyan di'eved b'shoigik. So b'di'eved, again, you're not allowed to do this. But if you went ahead and you did atmana b'shoigig, meaning you forgot that you didn't know the halacha that you're not allowed to. You forgot that your pot was wrapped up and was on the fire. You did that atmana b'shoigig, and you really, so according to Mechaber, don't eat it. According to the Yeshayimim and the Ramah, you could eat it. And if b'shas atzorech, you're able, since there's a lot of the Achrayim agree with this Ramah, you are, this Yeshayimim and the Ramah, you are allowed to eat it. Okay, we will stop over here. How do we shut the, how do we get back to the Zoom? Second. What?